This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I now call tonight's meeting of the Midnight Society officially.
It's 10:30.
Shh. 10:30. That's late.
Well, can we all agree we don't want to stay up past midnight?
Well, it's the Midnight Society. What do you mean?
What happened to you?
Let's change the name. Can we call it like the 10:30 team?
Look, we all know 10:30. Check it. Then we do minutes from last meeting.
Is now a good time to bring up a complaint? I think an hour and a half.
No, complaints is after minutes from last meeting.
I think an hour and a half is way too much time to check in and go over notes. I feel like the last hour 20, we're all on our phones.
Nothing is sacred? Nothing is sacred, I guess.
Thank you.
Well,
the doll I brought today
is sacred, and I'm going to throw it in the fire to release its spirit during the story.
You haven't thrown your doll into the fire yet? Oh, my God. Do you not read the emails? The doll goes in the fire first.
I skim them.
Oh, my. Look, this is why our Midnight Society is falling apart, is because we don't follow Robert's rules of order. The chair cedes the floor to Miss Keefe, who has the first story of the night.
Can we kick the chair out? The chair does nothing. This chair hasn't told a single story. I'm going to throw it in the fire. Finally, the chair goes.
Come on.
Can we actually skip ahead to the part of the meeting where we decide whether or not we want to vote anyone out of the group?
Yes.
Okay, no, yeah, let's skip directly to that, okay? And it's a simple majority, and the chair's in the fire, so the chair doesn't vote.
Secretary and co-president of the Midnight Society, vote that we kick anyone out of the group who thinks that talking about the minutes from last week for an hour and a half is too much time.
Adorify here, bus driver and snack taster for the group.
Okay.
I could not agree more.
At JPC, Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy, I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Adol, we're kicking you out of the group. You are no longer in the Midnight Society.
Wait, what Aaron said was about me?
Now, we are reforming. We are reforming a separate society called the 10:30 Society. No, it's called the Out by Midnight Society, where we guarantee we're in our cars by 11:45.
Can we skip to the part of the meeting where we kick people out for changing the title to societies too much?
No, we can't. That part won't come up until much later.
Aaron, I'd vote with you, but I've been kicked out.
Dang it.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Why don't we just change it to, instead of the whole Midnight Society, we tell spooky stories. Why don't we do this? Why don't we do a riddle podcast for 500,000 episodes where
Hey,
Riddle Society. We do riddles. We do improv based on the riddles. How does that sound?
I have to tell you, when you said riddle podcast, that today I was listening back to one of our episodes that has, or maybe by now it's come out, and there was a part so ridiculous that was about She-Hulk. It was a joke, and I guffawed in the house, and I was laughing, and Tom was like, what are you laughing at? I was like, hey, riddle, I can't believe that this is a riddle podcast.
Yeah.
And then he said, you guys still identify, earnestly, you guys still identify as a riddle podcast?
Wow.
And then he goes, I actually don't consider you a riddle podcast. And I went, wow, we're not, but you're supposed to say we are.
We're insolvent.
Well, the day I let some white man choose how I identify, no thank you, Sean.
There was a moment where, when we were talking about the Midnight Society and all that, where I was like, and then the Hey Riddle Society, where I was like, we should call our listeners the Solution Society. And then I realized... that's a terrible idea. Because
yeah,
you
because
abbreviate
of the
it,
acronym.
Yes, it's very bad. But for a minute, I was like, what a cool, what a
yeah,
cool
the
little thing.
The initials and then there, I realized, maybe not great. Ugh,
woof, woof.
Terrible optics. Let's just continue calling them like salad sluts or perverts or whatever we call them.
Terrible optics.
Speaking of, I'm at Order 5.
Oh, I continue to be in the service of the king, JPC.
And I am a riddle podcast, Aaron Keefe. So how's everyone doing? Did everyone have an okay weekend? Are you okay?
Yes. I had an okay weekend. I am okay.
And JPC, I have to ask, was there an E in the weekend or is it KND?
Was it an E in the weekend?
Is that how that guy spells it?
It's like, yeah, it's ND.
W-E-E-K-N-D?
Honestly, really, I'm searching for just one weekend song where I can help I can help myself here.
Blinding Lights?
I don't know. I don't know the words of the weekend songs. I know his vibe. I remember I listened to a weekend album, the latest weekend album that came out, and Mariah was like, what did you think of the weekend album? I go, it's wild that he makes whole albums.
Yeah.
Like, all we need is one weekend song, and yet he puts out an album with like 14 of them on there. Why do we need that much The Weeknd?
Just give us the hit. And I'll, I will say,
people love him. People
breaking
love
news.
Him.
I mean, I found out last night. This might have been found out earlier. Taylor Swift, new album coming soon.
We are very excited. I'm very,
comes
very
October.
Excited.
No, now, didn't you hear Taylor Swift is officially canceled because she makes more carbon emissions than any other human on the planet?
Is that a fart joke?
Yes.
She eats clean, okay? There's going to be gas.
I love that Taylor Swift's like carbon emissions thing came out, and she was like, actually, I do let a lot of my friends use my private plane. And it was like, I don't know that that's better. I don't know that that's better. I do love Taylor Swift's music. You know, a problematic fave.
Love that. I watched Moonfall this weekend.
Oh,
I hadn't seen
James
it yet.
Bond.
James Bond.
Nope.
Let the moon fall.
Everyone's been singing that in my house for too many days. I'm going to need you to stop right where you are.
No, you're right. Moonfall, of course, is Mahershala Ali, which he won the Oscar.
Yes.
Here's a moonfall.
Aaron, what the fuck is Moonfall?
It's the guy who directed Independence Day and Day After Tomorrow, my favorite movie of all time.
I saw the trailer for this. This looks awful.
It's crazy. I kind of loved it. I had the best time. I mean, it's not, it's not a good movie. Bad. No, not good.
How did I miss this?
But
it's about the moonfall.
It was so fun. The moon falls. And then the moon sort of like is creeping up on Earth being like, hi, motherfuckers. It's
the
moon
is the bad guy.
The moon is the bad guy. But
does
I don't
tap on the left side of the Earth's atmosphere and then run to the right snickering?
Yeah, it truly, Adel, you're joking, but I'm not. Yeah, it is bad. But I actually do need both of you to watch it whenever you can, because I would like to talk about it.
Where can I watch it?
I did watch the trailer to it. I remember watching the trailer to it because I saw that the premise was so unhinged that I was like, I don't watch movies. I don't watch the trailers to movies that I'm going to see. I only watch the trailers for movies that I will not be watching. And I did watch Moonfall's trailer. So I guess I'll prove myself wrong and have to watch that movie.
Is it theaters only? Is it on streaming service?
Yeah, it came out and it was a flop in theaters and now it's streaming.
Imagine that.
Imagine.
John Lennon, thank you.
I think maybe Amazon. I'm not 100% sure.
I'll watch this soon. Can I say this past weekend, I was stuck in an airport for 14 hours.
That seems to happen to you a lot. And I have no sympathy for you because you fly for free.
Yes.
When someone who flies for free is stuck in an airport, it's like, no, you chose to do that by not buying a plane ticket, which the rest of us have to buy.
I did it to myself. The bad thing is once I realize I'm not going to make it on a flight, if I go to like buy a flight, it suddenly is
$800. So expensive. Yeah, so buying a flight last minute, insane.
Awful. But I did spend 18 hours in the Las Vegas airport, so I watched I watched a ton of stuff, but half of what I watched was all of the new Amazon series, A League of Their Own, rebooted by Abby Jacobson from Broad City. And it was phenomenal.
Heard that's fantastic.
Very, very highly recommended for Adel.
Great.
And the only thing that's new for me is been trying to get rid of this mirror. It's impossible to get rid of a mirror because it's made of glass and we can't do anything as a society with glass. So I did what I found some pointers online. I put it in a cardboard box. I taped it all up like it's a mirror. And then I put it up for trash day by my trash can and I wrote on it in Sharpie, mirror inside, trash. And they came by And they definitely took everything else in the trash, and then they said, we're not taking this. And I was like, I don't know if it's, what the fuck
what
am
do
I
you
supposed
do to do with it?
I think I have to drive it to a dump, which I'm like, I think the trash truck is going to the dump. Like, they can't help me out and like pick it up and
no
take it.
No neighbor wants it?
It's broken a broken glass? Mirror. Nobody can do anything with broken glass.
Here, I suddenly
feel walking on.
I suddenly feel out of the loop and very nervous because I have absolutely thrown trash in the garbage time after time and broken mirrors and just put it in a box or in a bag and not labeled it. So I feel like maybe I did something illegal.
I think a little bit of broken glass you can do, but when it's, I mean, this is a wall mirror. It is a humongous mirror that is shattered in this box. So it's like that, I don't know.
Have you watched How To with John Wilson? His battery episode in season two? That's what that makes me think of.
Well, so like my thought is you have to put all this stuff on it because it could be sharp inside, but I've taped it up and shut it. It's like in the packaging still. So it's not sharp inside, but I guess once it goes into the truck, the truck will just compress it and break it, and then it's just a bunch of There has to be a solution here.
Two solutions. Either
throw
one.
Throw it into the ocean, it will turn into sand.
Three solutions.
Time.
I would say one is you take each piece and you sand the edges so that it's round glass and it no longer is harmful.
Can't be harmed, yep.
Two, along the lines of what Aaron said, if you freeze glass, does it turn back into sand?
I think so.
Okay, then do that. Put it in the fridge.
Here's my current plan. My current
Thank
plan
God
is...
Thank God you're here, Adol.
It's September. We're coming up on Halloween. All I got to do is wait a little bit longer, and then I'm just going to put this broken glass inside of like apples and candy bars and stuff like that, and then I'll just hand it out individually to people in my neighborhood and really disperse the glass. I guess I'm having my Joker moment. I'm becoming a villain.
I have... Smart. You just inspired me to maybe an even worse idea.
Uh-huh.
Glue each piece of glass onto you. Halloween goes glass, man.
Glass Man. The famous character from media, Glass Man.
JBC, of course, let us know what do you remember about Glass Man. He famously drives a pickup truck.
I think what I'll do is he hates
Tuesdays.
I'll glue all the glass to myself and I'll go as the breakable Kimmy Schmidt. Huh?
How's that
for a costume? Perfect. I'm bleeding.
Not super topical, but good.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, that's true. It's maybe a few years off of the zeitgeist on that one, but
you could be broken glass from Annie Lennox songs.
Walk it. Yeah, okay. Hey, so many good Halloween costume ideas for this huge piece of broken glass I have in my house.
Oh, I watched something else.
What?
You know how we watched a million episodes of what is it? The one that got away, Adol?
Oh,
when
I stayed
with you?
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. I think I swear to God, Adol and I blinked and I watched like 8 episodes in a row. But I have a new reality show that made, like, completely kept my interest and I watched in a day, which is Selling the OC, which is the follow-up to Selling Sunset. Everyone on that show is insane. I can't recommend it enough. It's on Netflix. You can watch the whole first season. It's out now. Crazy people. Love it.
That's the one with those two short king bald brothers, right?
Yeah. They're so small.
I love those guys.
The Property Kings. Selling the OC. I got to check that out. Oh, JPC, what did you think of the rehearsal finale?
Loved it. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect television show.
So good.
I feel like that show is going to be taught in like universities. Like it's so interesting and wild. It takes so many turns. It's so hard to unpack. I feel like it's worthy of a thesis paper.
It's just unlike anything else on television, and for that reason alone, it should be applauded. It's just a very fun, innovative, like wild ride, and I loved it. I had such a fun time watching that show.
The acting class episode with Nick Mistad, for lack of that, was in there. Was a big scream in my house. That episode was, I think, one of my favorite episodes of TV of all time. It's so good. Front to back, a perfect episode of television.
Wow, I almost hate that I'm asking this question, but who is Old Man Puzzles today?
It's me.
Adol!
Not me.
Adol!
Yeah, yay!
I was going to start doing riddles. I truly had them pulled up, and then I remembered I got kicked out of the show?
No, that was the Midnight.
That was the Midnight Society.
Dang.
But we changed the name.
It was a show within a show.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
Opening bit. Well, let's do some riddles here. Let's get into this fucking first one. I don't know. We don't need a segue for riddles. We just hard launch into them from now on.
I think I don't know is a perfect segue. I think let's get into it. I don't know. I think saying I don't know to yourself, perfect segue.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That episode of the rehearsal was great. I don't know. What is the next letter in the following sequence? I think that works. JVZ,
that actually felt emotionally correct.
10 out of 10.
I think
amazing.
On. If we can remember, here's the important part. If we can remember.
I'm out.
Yeah, so I guess my dentist is my biggest bully. His first riddle comes from Rachel.
No.
I don't know. What is the next letter in the following sequence? Are you ready for the sequence?
I can't get over the Midwest depression of,
I don't know.
Anyway, I talked to my dad the other day.
I don't know.
It's very Tim Robinson. I don't know. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be around anymore. What is the next letter in the following sequence? Here's the sequence. D, R, M, F, as in Frank, S, as in Sam, L, T. D, R, M, F, S, L, T. What is the next letter?
Dr. Motherfucking Slut. That's right. It's me, Dr. Slut, everybody.
I'd like to see a scene.
They call me Dr. Slut. I'm not a real slut.
Okay.
No, I don't want to see a scene where JBC plays Dr. Slut.
But Aaron, I was going to be diagnosed with slut.
Dr. Slut is my father. I'm Dr. Motherfucking Slut.
Sorry. Can you read the letters again? I want to write them down.
I got you, Aaron. D-R-M-F-S-L-T. Dr. Motherfucking Slut.
My father was Dr. Slut. I'm Mr. Slut.
M-F. What is it?
D-R-M-F-S-L-T. And this is maybe a casual hint. Aaron is, I think, way more likely to get this than JPC.
Oh, okay. Just because Aaron's smarter?
It's due to Aaron's interests.
Oh, I know.
Give me the letter and then the reason.
A D.
The answer is D. Aaron,
whoa!
Why is it D? Oh, my glasses just broke.
Now I have to throw out glass. A female deer, a tropical. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. No, I didn't do those notes are wrong. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Each letter represents one note in the diatonic. Oh, so this is that religion by L. Ron Hubbard? Diatonic musical
scale? Diatonics is a all a cappella band. Aaron, do you have any take on diatonic?
I don't. I'm thinking about Julie Andrews and how I hope all of our best scientists are working overtime to make her immortal.
I have another one. A diatonic that is my go-to sober drink at a bar.
Great. One more? You got one more in you, buddy. Come on.
Diatonic.
To unclog
diatonic.
Your bowels, you took some diatonics. What else?
Tonic.
Well, while you think about it, I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, it is the year is 2022, and the creators of the diatonic musical scale want to update the scale for future generations. So okay. It's no longer going to, it's still going to be do, re, mi, fa, sol, lo, ti, do. But the song, Aaron, that you sang previously, you two are in charge of coming up with a new song, a new jingle. So instead of, for example, doe a deer, a female deer, it's going to be all new examples. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
So we've been working around the clock on this for months. We are ready. We are not stalling. We are ready. How do you want us?
We have never been more ready.
Okay.
To do the presentation.
Ready.
Maybe we do it each one at a time and
love
we
it.
Can stop and discuss.
Perfect. Because
we're ready.
Dough, whenever you're ready.
Dough.
I'm sorry. When you say one at a time, just to clarify, because we all read the same email. Uh-huh. When you say one at a time.
I skimmed it.
Do you mean, because we have one song prepared.
Oh, sorry. Each one of the scales.
The notes. So I do dough.
Each one of the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But both of you at the same time, each one of the notes. It doesn't have to be both of you at the same time. In your own comfort.
And sweetheart, we're married. Sweetheart, do you want to go first?
So we cannot testify against one another.
Yes.
Because we have spousal privilege.
Sweetheart, do you want to do dough or do you want me to do dough?
I still don't have a great concept of what we're...
I'll do dough.
You do
dough. I'll do re too, and then Do re mi.
They should definitely do a Ray too.
Okay.
So they could, if they could get Jamie Foxx, if they could get Jamie Foxx, they should do Ray too.
The sound that Homer makes, Ray Liotta.
Okay, I'll stop
passed away. He just passed away. Recently.
I'm going to stop you there. So the first one was Do, a sound that Homer makes.
Mm-hmm. Do.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I get it.
Do, a sound that Homer makes.
We
Ray
actually,
Liotta passed away.
Okay, well, I'll stop you there again. We actually brought in, I forget their names, but we brought in the husband-wife team that created Frozen and I believe Avenue Q, Robert Lopez.
Yeah, we've been trying to, we actually, they have a restraining order against us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if they're so here, I have to be 200 feet away.
So what they came up with, and it's no shade against yours, they came up with dough is dough, Italian bread.
Got it.
And we really like that because kids like pizza.
How about you just let us do our thing and at the end you compare?
Okay, so let's pick up after Ray Liotta's dead.
Yeah, that's with
Ray
me. That's
Liotta's
with me.
Passed away.
Me, A.T., porks, meat.
Okay, I'll stop you right there. So for me, you're adding, you're adding two letters to make it
two
a different
to
word.
It. Yeah.
So is there anything else we can do with me?
Yeah, we thought me is too easy, so we thought, why not make it hard? Okay. Why not make it hard?
Yeah, we're trying not to make them fully different words.
So can we finish? Can we please just finish?
Okay.
Fa, the distance a person from Boston travels.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Deliberate me that fa. So an awkward conversation, or no, so, an awkward, what's the word I'm looking for? Where it's like,
I don't know.
A word that you're trying to like connect.
Oh, I got it.
What is
so you pee, this soup is hot.
So you pee, this soup is hot.
Okay, pause real quick. So if I'm hearing this right, I could be missing some of what you're saying. Are you saying so and then the letters U and the letter P to make the word soup?
La La Land should have won the Oscar.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Moonfall should have won. And it did.
T-M-E to go to bed.
Huh? Okay.
And that bring us back to dough that's made of bread.
Damn it, boy.
And who is that?
That's Homer from one of the original Simpsons.
The Tracy Ullman show version.
Exactly.
Let's see if we can remember it. Yeah, dough.
Yes.
The sound that Homer makes. Ray Liotta passed away.
Me, A-T, pork is a beef.
The distance Boston people go. So,
UP is
super hot.
Soup is hot.
La La Land should have
won the Oscar.
Shouldn't have, though.
T, and me to go to bed.
And that brings us back to
dough.
Damn it, boy.
I'm sorry, we're going to go
fired?
With the other two.
No!
Yeah. Okay, we would too. We would as well.
No!
We would go with them as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Do you validate?
Yes, you're doing great.
I forgot that there was a song for that. We're doing well. And no one's having a breakdown.
No amount of times where you say I'm doing well makes it so you're doing well. The more you say you're doing well, the less well you're doing. That's how math works.
Yeah, mantras don't work.
I love just adding two letters to each one to make a fully new word. I don't know. What is unique about the following words? Grammar. Uneven banana, assess, revive, potato, dresser, and voodoo. And I will say uneven banana is one full answer. Everything else is one word.
Something unique about these words?
What is unique about the following words? Grammar, uneven banana, assess, however you say that,
okay.
Revive, potato, or potato, however you say that, dresser, and voodoo.
Is it about like double letters?
Something with like they each only have like two vowels or something.
It's not double letters because that would take out revive, potato, and banana. What was your guess, JPC?
Something about like they each have only two vowels or like there's the vowels. Something with, I don't know.
No.
Here's the thing about riddles like this. They're almost impossible to conceptualize. When you just like read seven words and it's like, what about these words? I'm like, well, I don't know.
Here's what I'll say.
Wait, is it consonant vowel, consonant vowel, consonant vowel?
It's not, but that's a great
Fuck.
Guess. Here's what I'll say.
No, voodoo doesn't work.
The answer to this has to do with taking one letter from each word and doing something with it, and then a surprising revelation.
Okay.
If grammar, you take... uneven banana, assess, revive, potato, dresser, and voodoo.
If you take one letter out, it's still the same word.
Explain?
No, that wasn't part of the deal. I shouldn't have to explain every time I answer.
An Eevee banan?
Not any letter. I mean, obviously you have to
take it. Is it like you put a different letter at the front or the last letter?
Aaron, you are very hot.
Switching okay. the last letter and the first letter or something? Or
Doo-doo.
Close, but it just has to do with one letter.
Voodoo.
And maybe grammar is the easiest. Grammar and potato are very easy to kind of gauge or maybe even assess.
Potato.
So grammar, assess, potato. Think
the
about
second
those.
Letter and the last letter?
You can no.
Is it? Are you switching off the consonants?
No.
What is a tepepo? Tepepo.
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 Does this have tepepo on it? I'm allergic to tepepo. I can't have tepepo. It's a nightshade.
Help me, senpai. Senpai? So, senpai. Aaron, you mentioned the first letter.
First letter.
That's what we're looking at. But what do we do with the first letter, and what does it, when we move the first letter, what happens?
You flip it upside down. So voodoo becomes uh-huh. now, like, what's half an M?
New poo.
Yeah, that's right. That's got to be it. I don't know. This is frustrating me. I'm
okay.
annoyed.
Do you take the yes. first letter away?
You move it somewhere, and not to Key West.
So voodoo, and you move it to within the word.
So picture voodoo in your brain. V-O-O-D-O-O. If you yes. take away the V, what do you have?
Udo.
But O-O-D-O-O, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so what can you do with that V? Where can you place it in the word, and what would that reveal?
Udovo.
Excuse me.
Oh, does anyone want to go to Udovo for lunch?
I have no idea.
Ovodu.
Okay?
Ovodu.
So I'll give you the answer. So if you take the first letter of any of these words or phrases,
okay,
and you put it at the very end, you spell the same word backwards. So if you put the V at the end of voodoo, backwards it's still voodoo. If you put the G at the end of grammar, backwards it's still grammar. Isn't that kind of fun?
No.
Too early in the show for
not
English lesson?
Really fun. I want to see. Think, hold on, I'm not really having fun.
Yeah, I'm looking to my left and we're saying not very fun. People to my right don't think it was very fun.
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, please.
Aaron, you are a high schooler. You recently got in trouble, and instead of detention, your high school is implementing a new program where you have to take New English, and that's a class created and taught by JPC.
Hello? I've never been in this class.
Don't turn the lights on. It's taped shut for a reason. Don't turn the lights on. Hey, are you Kelly?
Yeah, I can't see where you are in the room. I thought that this part of the school was under construction.
It technically is, and it technically always shall be. Don't worry about that, Kelly.
I don't deserve to be here.
Well, I saw that you were running in the halls. You were
caught.
I was
framed.
Be that as
everyone else was walking in slow motion, and it made me look like I
be
was
that, be that.
They did it to prank me.
No, they were trying to do a Harlem Shake video. We all know they were trying to do a Harlem
Shake.
Yeah,
so it made it look like I was running. I can run on this. I have a broken ankle. You think I can run? I was moving this correct.
It doesn't
speed.
Matter, Kelly. Kelly, it doesn't matter because now you're in Mr. Dementia's class, and we're going to be doing New English. Okay,
I've
so you're here
even
for 40.
Heard of you.
What's that?
I never even heard of you. You're
that's
not
honestly,
on the teacher roster.
That's honestly the way that I like it, because I still draw a salary, but I'm like the most known unknown, if that makes sense.
No, you're not in the yearbook, and no one knows who you are.
We cut to the first day of school where the teacher's roster is announced.
Move,
starting
move,
library.
Move.
A 5'2", half German woman from North Carolina, Betty Anderson.
Cut again? I didn't even make the list? Bullshit!
At math teacher, a 6'7".
Cut back to present time.
So anyways, I don't know who you are.
Well, we're going to be learning new grammar. And like I said, I'm Mr. Dementia. Please sit down, take your seat.
I can't find any seats.
It doesn't matter.
Dark.
That's the first lesson. Just sit on the floor. Now, today we're going to think about conjugation. So normally the way that we would... No, I'm not talking about when your dad gets to have sex with your mom at the jail yard. I'm talking about creating verbs I have little spiders everywhere, you will find. I'm talking about creating words out of the ether. So what is the English word for running, to run?
Running.
Correct. That's the old grammar way to say it. But with my method, you take the word running, R-U-N-N-I-N-G. You take the I-N-G, which is called the gerund, or the subjective part of pretzel, and you put it at the beginning of the word.
Part of the pretzel?
The part of pretzel. So that word running then becomes...
Ingrun.
Ingrun. What does Ingrun sound like? Enron. What happened with Enron? A huge scandal. You can't run with sandals. So, in order to say running in new grammar, we say, I can't run. I'm wearing sandals. Do you see how it's easier?
Yeah, I think I'm getting it.
Now you're getting it, Kelly.
And then like 3 hours passed. Wow, that was the best attention I ever had. Thank you for teaching me new grammar. Or should I say... Oh.
See?
I feel like that's exactly how the end of that class would go. Thanks for teaching me new grammar. Or as I should say...
You get home and be like, Mom, Dad, I learned new grammar today. New grammar? What's that? Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I didn't. It was I talked to a crazy man. Whoops.
I humored a man for 3 hours. I can't stress enough.
That's if how you... I describe before to K Riddle Riddle. I go, Sean, I just, oh, no. Nothing,
never
nothing productive happened. I just talked to a crazy man for 3 hours.
If we have any high school listeners, any college listeners, dare I say any grade school listeners? God forbid.
No. God forbid.
Please pull a prank next time you're at class where you get everyone in the hallway to walk in slow motion, and then one student is not filled in on this. Looks like they're going super fast.
I love that. I love that. Such an easy execution for that prank.
Oh,
outstanding.
Well, hey, speaking of an easy execution, we got to go for a little, whatever. I
got to go get my head chopped off.
Let's go do a break.
For killing the prince's deer.
I don't know.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
I don't know. I'm like a doll. Oh, I'm
you are like a doll.
Owl,
but you are.
I'm like a doll, but I'm not for playing. I stand up straight, but if windy, I may be laying. I'm well known and famous for having no brain. I work outside both day and night in sunshine or in rain. What am I?
A flag.
Oh,
Aaron,
a flag.
No.
Can you read that one more time just all the way through? Because I think I got it.
Okay. It's going to be very hard for me to not sing the first line.
Gotcha.
I'm like a doll.
Wow,
I'm like a doll,
right.
But I'm not for playing. I stand up straight, but if windy, I may be laying.
Yeah.
I'm well known and famous for having no brain.
Yep.
I work outside both day and night in sunshine or in rain.
A gnome, this a scarecrow.
This is good. This is a good riddle. Is this a listener submitted or this is like an internet riddle?
This is an internet riddle. Aaron, wow. One of the two you just screamed
a
was
scarecrow.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is a scarecrow.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a scarecrow, and Adel, you are a crow who isn't afraid of him, and that sort of hurts your feelings, JPC.
Caw! Shit. Shit everywhere. Shit. Massive shit.
Caw! Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why are you the only crow here, man? Every other crow knows to stay away.
I don't know. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but am I not terrifying to you? Like...
What about you, says terrifying, huh? You got rosy, plump-ass cheeks.
Yeah?
You're wearing jean shorts.
First of all...
knee-high white socks.
These are not jean shorts. It's an overall. It's jean short overalls. I just have a shirt on over the overalls.
Overall, they're pathetic.
So that's it.
You're wearing an Old Navy tech vest with no shirt underneath. Your hay is spoofed out of the vest to look like chest hair. You look like a fucking idiot.
Okay, you know that we don't get to pick our clothes, right? Like, I'm a
That's
scarecrow.
That's not an excuse.
Okay. I was created.
We're all created.
But I'm like... But you... And, all right, so, cards on the table. You didn't think I was a person for even a second?
No.
I trick some dogs. I trick a lot of dogs. I tricked a raccoon the other day.
How did you trick a dog? Walk me through that. What does that mean?
A dog got surprised when they saw me. I had a 15-minute one-sided conversation with a farmer the other day, and then he noticed I was a scarecrow, got real quiet, and said, "No one shall ever know." He used the word shall.
Can I say something?
Please.
When I saw you, I gasped.
Okay.
But not because I was scared. It's because I was surprised at your choices. I said to myself, these choices. I called my best friend. I said, Reginald, these choices. Reginald came. He gasped.
Okay,
again,
okay. Reginald came because
scared,
I have
surprised.
Not seen another crow in this field. So I, Michael, bullshit. I don't think you have a friend. I don't think you have a friend.
What's up, buddy?
Motherfucker.
Hey, Reginald. This
Hi.
Is,
Were my yeah, ears burning? Them.
Yeah, I was just talking about the first time I told you to lay eyes on this bitch.
Oh, it's so sad, huh?
The choices. Look at these choices.
Oh.
I don't make the choices. I can't move. I'm made of hay. I don't make my own choices.
Oh. If you did, it would be even sadder.
You have a labret piercing? Why do you have a labret lower lip piercing? Why?
That's not even my worst piercing. It's just the only one you can see.
Huh.
Well...
Anyways. Can I be honest? Can I be? No! Don't anyways me. Don't say I don't know and then turn away from me.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
We're
shit.
Not done here.
Take a big shit poop.
How much poop do you have? What do you eat?
Infinite.
Infinite insects. We went to an all-you-can-eat insect. We went to an old crone tree buffet.
Yeah, and famously, I am a scarecrow in a field full of insects because the farmer's growing insects and they want you crows to stop eating the insects.
Huh.
How is this not working?
Do you date?
Don't ask that.
You know he doesn't date.
I want to hear him say it so I can laugh.
No, I get around. I get around. I get around.
You don't get around.
You have a pole up your ass.
No, well, first of all, a lot of people are into that. Secondly, I'm on Tinder, but it's Tinder as in what you use to start, like, kindling.
Start a fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Anyways.
Because I'm in a hay. Don't anyways.
I don't know.
You're crows. Where do you have to go?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why do you have one of those, like, bucket hats with a marijuana leaf that you used to win at carnivals in, like, 1997?
Hey, I stole this from Jamiroquai fair and square, okay?
Okay. Anyway.
Don't.
I don't know.
Don't anyway. Scene.
Do you have a penis?
You know he doesn't. Don't ask him.
Anyway.
Anyways.
I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What am I? That's also a fun way to introduce yourself at parties. I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What am I?
I don't know, but I do want to see a quick scene. We are all at a party. It's a gathering of, you know, friends and mutual friends, but we're all kind of talking in a corner, because we didn't know that the King of Shovels was going to be at the party, and the King of Shovels just walked into the party.
Wow, work sounds like it's really stressful. I do not envy you. That sounds like it's a lot on your plate.
It's so much right now, but like...
Oh my God.
Sure.
I'm on the cusp.
Oh my
God,
shut up.
What?
I'm sorry. Look. Look, but don't look.
Holy, is that... Oh my, is that who I... Holy shit.
Nobody looked. Nobody
Wait,
moved.
Is that Shovel Knight? No, that can't be Shovel Knight. There's no armor.
That's a king shovel. Why? Who is he here? Who does he know? Does he know Mark?
He must know Mark.
He must know Mark. Mark knows everybody.
He has a gift in his other hand.
Like, Mark is a real trap.
Yeah.
Had so many jobs.
Oh, my God. And do you see the shape of that gift? I mean, that's definitely a wrapped shovel, right?
That's a wrapped shovel.
Clearly a shovel. I'm going to go talk to him.
No, Tony, are you kidding? Are you joking?
Tony!
No, Tony, sorry! Tony's not brought with that.
King, hello?
Hi, King of Shovels.
Enchanté, what a delicious creature you are.
Oh, you... kissed my hand. Now you're squeezing my fingers together so they're in the shape of a shovel. And now you're
press them into a shovel. Shake my shovel hand.
My name is Lance, and I'm also a friend of Mark.
What is Tony doing? Tony's giving you like a fake name.
And I'm 7'2".
Oh my God! The King of Shovels is going to see through.
And I work as the president of fun.
Oh,
and I just wanted to know, like, what's your deal? Like, who are you wearing today?
Guys, this is great.
No, it's not. You're doing a bad job.
Who are you wearing, King?
I'm sorry. Did you say your name was Lance?
Yes, my name is Lance.
Well, if we're talking about implements, I much prefer a shovel.
Everyone in the party laughs. Everyone in the whole party laughs. They're all waiting with bated breath.
Anyway, good talking to you, Lips. I have to be moving on. It was really nice meeting you. Enchanté.
Enchanté. Fuck, guys, he crushed. He's kind of awesome.
Tony, what are you doing?
Wow, can I smell your hand where he kissed?
Sure.
Smells terrible.
It smells like a shovel.
Oh, hey, guys, don't look. Did you just walked in?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'll get over you. I know I will, because I'm the king of...
The Weeknd?
No, what is that? What's the rest of that lyric?
I don't know.
I'll get over you. I know I will, because I'm the king of something.
Oh, my God, the King of Shovels is coming back around. Stop singing.
Hey, who are singing? Who are singing that intoxicating song? Is anyone... Who are singing?
It was Betty.
It wasn't me, it was him.
Oh, Betty, enchanté, shovel, 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 kiss, kiss, kiss. Nice to make your acquaintance.
Thank you.
You know, I got a hole parked outside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it deep?
Oh, 6x6, made of bricks.
Ew, what?
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 What'd you say?
What'd you say?
Anyway, I'm getting out of here.
Wishful thinking.
I'm getting out of here. If anyone wants to fuck in a hole, I'll be right outside.
Scene. I think we got a new favorite character.
Shovel King.
Sleeper hit with the Shovel King.
I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. The correct answer is this is not a riddle. These are all quotes from J.P. Riddles.
Is this I'm assuming this is a playing card.
JBC ding, 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 ding. Mm.
But do I have to get which playing card it is?
How did you guess it was a playing card?
Thin as a knife made me think like the side profile of a playing card. But then also like the king has like a double, right? Like that there's two faces on a face card, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also the doubles in terms of like there's two black and two red.
Yep.
Depending on how they are taking that.
So is it a certain, is it like a king or is it just a playing
card? Yeah, and I think, I mean, speaking of tools.
Come on, man. I'm right here.
JVC's got that a nice tool. Okay, come on. Another name for a shovel.
A spade.
Spade.
The king of spades?
David Spade? No, come on. Yes, it is.
I do think David Spade is the
clever.
King of spades.
He's a short king.
Yeah. I was never, ever, ever going to get that.
It is well the done. King of spades.
The king of spades. The king of spades.
Thank you, Motorhead.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. When I point up, it's bright. But when I point down, it's dark. What am I?
The flashlight on your iPhone.
The answer was John Travolta in a discotheque.
When I point up, it's bright. When I put... Is that... do I have the right order?
When I point up, it's bright. When I point down, it's dark.
I do think we need to stop for a moment and realize that what I said about the flashlight on the iPhone is correct.
My iPhone?
The flashlight that is your iPhone.
Ew. Is it like a lighthouse or...
My dick's charged.
Is it big or is it small? Not your dick.
It can be either.
Point up, it's bright. Point down, it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, can you describe to me how a lighthouse would point down? Somebody chopped it down. Aaron didn't really say anything. She just played herself off.
Asked and answered, counselor.
I don't know. Light up. Okay.
She played a song that sounded like a leaf falling from a tree.
Wait a second. Yeah. We don't know. Are we supposed to know?
We don't know the answer to this.
Yeah. We weren't briefed on this.
That's all you had to say. The secret was inside of you the whole time.
Is there a hint, my man? Can we get some sort of hint?
When I point up, it's bright, but when I point down, it's dark. Here's a hint.
Okay.
I have no way of knowing. Even in my own house, I have a way of knowing, but I can't think of it right now. I would say my house probably has 10 of these. Aaron, I would say your apartment maybe has 8 of these.
Cats. Oh, never mind.
JBC, I'd say...
Windows.
JBC, you're in your house and mine, we might have more like 16. Aaron, you might have 8.
Candles.
Every house has these. Most likely, every house has these.
Oh, is this light switches?
They're light switches. You know the Nintendo Switch that was like $150?
Yeah,
A little more thin.
Same games, but... Yeah. Less power. Can I tell you this? I realized this today because I was... I guess there's no way that I could say this sounded good. I was cleaning my light switches in my house.
Uh-oh. Are you okay?
I think I gotta find something to do to fill my days because when I'm cleaning the light switches... No, what it was I noticed that there was like some smuts on one of the light switches. And
smuts?
I was like, I don't know. Something was on one of the light switches, like something... I got like stuck there or something. Mm-hmm. So I cleaned it and then I was like, I've never cleaned these before. I should clean all of these. But I realized that some of the light switches in my house are like, I have one light switch on my stairs that there's one at the top and one at the bottom. So like if you turn one off, the one at the other end is wrong. And those switch all the times. But I have some light switches in my house, like the light switch in this room that is just upside down. Like whatever one should be on is off. And I realized that when I was cleaning them, because I was cleaning one on the other side of the wall, and I was like, oh, why are these, like, why, they shouldn't be different. These should be uniform. And I got to say, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, that would have driven me insane. And today, as I was cleaning the light switches, I go,
it
okay, whatever.
Insane.
No, I said, that's fine. That's fine, man. Cool. Who cares? Not something for me to fix.
Well, the way you just said that made it sound like it was not okay.
It's cool, baby. I said out loud, oh, it's cool, baby. And Mariah said, uh-oh. Should yeah. I, do I need to call the, and I said, oh, maybe, yeah. Call them, right? You need yeah. to call them, and they need to come here, and they need to give me the shot.
The way you
it's
talk,
cool, baby.
The way he talks is like, if you're at a significant other's family reunion, and somebody makes fun of you, and they're like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, no, I'm okay, I'm fine. Why would you, I'm totally fine. This is totally fine. I'm going to go
it was
grab some more hors d'oeuvres.
I cried for, what, 45 minutes? I went to my rage room, I threw my rocks, and then I was fine, and I was better.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but in your rage room, fuck you, I won't do what you told me?
Killing in the name of...
And you have a gorilla radio? I will say, my sister and brother-in-law kind of fixed up my office downstairs. I still need to do some work, but they like helped paint it, and then... What they did was replace the light switches, the plates with brushed metal plates.
Oh, that's
and I
cool.
gotta say, I love that look. It looks so clean and nice. Cool. And I think that it's not white where the white gets like scuffs on it and everything.
Can I see a scene before I forget?
Oh, please.
But no, you can finish your story. That's
literally all I was gonna say was that Mariah saw some doorknobs on a TV show, and she was like, "I would love to have doorknobs like that." And I thought, that's a thought that would never come into my mind.
Tell her that that makes so much sense to me.
It truly does. For her, it makes so much. She makes things better, and I go, huh, I guess things are better.
Yeah.
Aaron,
lucky
if you close
you.
Your eyes at any time, you can see a scene. Do you want us to do
yes,
a scene?
I would like to, yes, I would like to do a scene, for you to do a scene. Adel, you are a dad, and you have just tucked your son, JBC, into bed, and he doesn't want you to turn the lights off because he's afraid of the dark. But he's too proud to let you know that directly. So he's making up excuses as to why you can't.
Aaron, I promise I was listening to that, but also I was thinking a daddle. Adel,
so
you're a dad. A daddle.
I guess at the end of the day, you weren't listening. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
no, fine. I guess I'll try my best.
But let's solidify. My new nickname is Daddle.
Daddle.
All right.
Who wants their allowance?
Off you go, Daddle.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, champ.
What if tonight?
Huh?
We slept with all the lights in the house on. Opposite night or something. Like, we do that, like, every week, once a week or something. Like, a fun, like... I'm just trying to cheer you up because I know that you took the divorce pretty hard.
Yeah, pretty hard. I will say, as much as I love your idea, champ, big guy, I, you know, of course, the year is 1904, and if I left the lights on, that would financially ruin me. That would be, I want to say, 38 cents a week, and I would have to declare bankruptcy.
I'm a kid. I shouldn't have to know this stuff.
Well, your dad makes, bless you. Well, your dad makes about 22 cents a week for my hard factory job in which I work 14 hours a day. That is phenomenal pay.
Whoa, Dad, that was such a good story. It's already morning.
No.
You talked all night.
No. Let me go ahead, stand up from this chair. Let me walk over to the...
Oh, good. You moved off the chair, so now I can sleep on the chair.
Sure, you can sleep on the chair, but regardless, I do have to turn off this switch, which I'm doing right.
Dad, before you turn off that switch,
yeah.
Can you tell me a story?
Okay, yes, I'll tell you a story.
And good stories have backstories. So, like, I need to know who these characters are, what they want, where are they from? Like, are you familiar with, like, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul? Like, Better Call Saul makes Breaking Bad better because you have the context. So, like, whatever you're going to tell me.
Is this a Mark Twain novel?
Think about it in terms of, like, what is the story? And then what is the six seasons of the story that make me know the story?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. The year was 1904, which is this year. The president, probably McKinley. Now, a man
we can't know
was
for sure.
standing
we
in
know for sure.
We don't get newspapers in this area of the country. We've heard a rumor, but that's just that. Mm. A man was standing in a window. There was no glass. And as he looked both left and right, outside the window, inside the window...
Sure.
He heard someone coming up the stairs. He'd have to jump. He knew he'd have to jump.
Dad,
so he
Dad,
braced...
Dad,
yes.
I'm so sorry. The way that Vince Gilligan would do it is it would, like, open on, like, that man's shoe being, like, built
can
in
I
a factory.
Say, son, can
maybe
I say,
for, like, 15 minutes.
Can I say, I've
we
told
would
this
never
story,
even meet the man.
I've told this story 50 times this week. 38 women have passed out from this story. Now, it may be to their corsets or some other affliction in the air. It might be ammonia in the factory. It might be
It's just conventional
that,
storytelling, and I just don't know. I just don't know that that's what America wants, because we are smarter than that, right? Like, we're ready to be shocked and surprised.
We close up on Billy the Kid's shoe. Boot.
Billy the Kid.
We pan back and we see his spur. It's covered in blood and spinning and spinning.
I don't know if Gilligan would use a pan shot right out the gate like that. That's fine. It's a good choice.
Okay. Smash cut two.
There we go.
Lincoln dead in a box.
Uh-oh.
Time dash backwards to Lincoln.
Tarantino.
Arguing. Ooh, oh, Tarantino. Is that an Italian construction worker? We smash cut backwards in time. Lincoln is arguing with his wife.
Okay.
We see them giving their tickets to the theater.
We should use a star swipe in here. Not telling you how to write it. I'm just telling you.
Oh, a star.
Let me think of a star. Wipe. Okay.
Rudolph Valentino? No, he's probably not born yet. Wyatt Earp. Yes, Wyatt Earp. The biggest star. Swipes.
Dad, you talked until morning.
Well, no, not quite.
Scene.
Now I realize we don't do more period improv. It's so hard to remember the facts. I don't know. Well, why don't we get into some voicemails? And before we do, I think we have some themes that were sent in. Is that correct, JPC?
Well, we have a new voicemail theme, yes.
Oh, well, can we hear that?
What if hypothetically this podcast got a new answering machine? And what if hypothetically you thought of some nice things to say?
Okay, immediately I have to say absolutely not. No, 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 no. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said it out loud. I specifically remember thinking, no talented people.
I was thinking the same thing. It really makes us look way worse.
When we do bullshit, when we have like new English scenes and then I say some dumb shit and get kicked out of the society, and then we hear basically a new pop hit, when we hear the intro song to True Detective, and it's for us, it makes us look like fucking dog shit.
I will say that one is from Birdie. Birdie uses any pronouns. Been an avid listener since the first Hundy Dolly giveaway. Love the show to pieces and wanted to submit a theme. Thank you so much. If you want to submit a theme, you can always send us a WAV file or, mm-hmm. or something to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. I got to say, we have received some themes. This one I liked a lot, and it was the first one that I got, so it's the first one that I played.
It was way too good.
We also did get a scene where someone immediately emailed back, and they said, please don't actually play the scene because they read our voicemail number in the theme, but they used the wrong number. And I so wanted to play the one with the wrong number because I think it's so funny.
Gotta play it.
But I do like that Birdie. I do like that Birdie used 1-805 riddle 1 in the theme. That's something we didn't have in the last theme.
That was amazing.
Because I made the theme before I made the phone number. but thank you for that. Thank you for that, Birdie.
Hi, hey, Riddle Riddle. This is Drew from Pittsburgh. I am taking my summer break as a teacher, and I am about to start my third listen through of all the episodes. Oof. Which I imagine I should have time to do because my wife is taking me this afternoon to apparently what she said was get the help that I need. I'm not sure what that means really, but I should have lots of time to listen to a very good podcast that I enjoy very much. Appreciate you guys. Love what you do. Keep it up. Thanks.
Third listen through?
He's a teacher. You can't listen to the show if you have to mold young minds. We turn your mind to complete jello.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I have to imagine upon the third listen through, you probably start to hear the, almost like what the Beatles did with the White Album where you play it backwards and you hear like Paul is dead and shit. You probably have found the secret messages. And if so, I would say race to where we buried the treasure, dig it up, and congratulations. You're the first person to discover it.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, please. No, I was just going to think. It's wild to think that someone has listened to the show three times through because they know the show so much better than I know the show. And I'm on the show.
Well, that was going to be my question is, who do you think holds the record and what do you think the record is of most listens of Hey Riddle Riddle? I bet no one has gotten through it more than four times. If someone is falling asleep to it, I'd say they've gotten through the whole series four times. But if they're not, I can't imagine that you got any more than that.
And what should we do to punish that person? Or have they been punished enough?
No, we throw them a parade.
If you do hold the record, here's what I will say. Set it down on the ground. Walk away. walk away from the record.
Just
break the record, smash the record. You don't need the record. Live your life.
Big old
shrug.
But
if you've listened more than four times through, please let me know. I would be interested to
unpopular opinion.
Scan of your brain.
Unpopular opinion. I think the show is very funny, and if you've listened to it a lot, that sounds great.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
But it
unpopular.
Is, it is very similar to The Ring, where if you listen to this podcast seven times in a row, you do have to tell a friend about it or else you die.
I think we have one more voicemail.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Riddle Crew. This is Travis in Fargo, and I was wondering if you saw that a restaurant was endorsed by Guy Fieri or featured on one of his television shows, would that make you more or less likely to visit that restaurant? Thanks.
Wow, love this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how you live inside a movie, but...
Are we settling a discussion? This for sure. We are. He got into an argument with somebody, and now we are settling whatever the discussion is.
Their marriage hinges on what we say. Here's what I'll say: if it's been featured, I think Triple D, fantastic show. If I have some 100%. Spare time or I don't know what to watch, I'll put one on. I legit enjoy the show. And any place it's featured, I absolutely want to eat at. I have sought places out.
Yeah.
That is 100%, I think, a fantastic move. Always go check out wherever he goes because it's going to be good food. If it's his restaurant, which I've been to his one in Times Square that is now closed and famously had like the worst critic review ever written. Look it
it's
up
Times
if you
Square.
Haven't read
it's
it.
It's Times Square, you know.
I ate there and it was terrible. But I laughed the whole time. I went with our friend Louis Saunders. Had a great time, laughed the whole time. The food was very bad. I think we kept saying, everything comes with donkey sauce. And I think Louie and I kept saying, can you please give our donklements to the chef? And
that's very
and the waiter
funny.
Was like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
That's,
and we're like,
it's still very funny.
Give our donklements to the chef. But I would not go eat at another one of his restaurants. Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely, if he had been somewhere, be more likely to want to eat there. Because first of all, I think that they have to do background checks to make sure all those places are up to like health codes in order to feature them on the show and to put the stuff. So they're like making sure that the place is legit and clean before they even go. So that's a good sign. And then also, it's probably not going to be like crazy best food you've ever had, but it's going to be like greasy and fun and bad food.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course I'll go.
There was, I don't remember where I was. I was either in Minneapolis or in Madison, but I was driving and I saw a restaurant with a big banner on the restaurant that said, as featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to that restaurant because we were like on our way to something else. But when I saw that banner, I thought, oh, I definitely would go to that restaurant.
Absolutely.
So like just the fact that a restaurant proudly displays that banner would 100% at least make me like more likely to walk into that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Smoke in Chicago is featured on there, and that's the best barbecue in Illinois.
Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, he's been around the country, and he's featured a lot of restaurants. And when people tell you who they are, believe them. Okay?
Off the chain. He's off the chain.
He's off the chain.
Well, I think that does it for us. Please, thank you for sending in your voicemails. You can always call us at the number, which I forget. I think it was mentioned in the theme song.
1-805-RIDDLE-1.
That can't possibly be it.
That's it. That's the number.
Haha La Impu, I think it was.
No.
Let's go into some plugs. Aaron Keefe, do you have anything to plug this week?
I would say check out Sitcom D&D. The season's rolling along. We're almost actually done recording the season, which is crazy. And it's so good. I mean, season one was great, but it feels like a great build upon from that. I'm loving it. So go check out Sitcom D&D wherever you find podcasts. JPC, any reviews to read?
And if you want to get your review featured on the podcast, then just leave us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. This one is from living_4_Jesus. Love that name. Chaotic good, chaotic neutral, chaotic evil. Each of the three hosts embodies one of the above alignments, but they can guess who is who. You'll get sucked into HRR multiverse and listen to every podcast adjacent to the host, but honestly, it's more content for your morning commute. Genuinely love this podcast and want to buy all the t-shirts that were pitched but never actually made to production. We have done a lot of that. 10 out of 10 would listen while cleaning my fridge. What do you guys think? Chaotic good, chaotic neutral, chaotic evil. Who do those apply to?
Aaron good, me neutral, you evil.
Well, we got it in one. Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
Okay, I disagree. I think there's two chaotic evils here and then one neutral. I'm neutral and you're both chaotic evil, for sure.
Thank you.
Is it possible? Can we all be chaotic insane? Is that a new class?
Yes.
I would say that I am most likely. My spectrum is chaotic. Oh. I will just do both.
Yeah.
Anything to plug at all?
Yes, I would say you have not yet, and if you haven't, really listen to me. Don't just hear me. Listen to me.
Wow.
Subscribe to our Patreon. The Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon is our crowning jewel. Mm-hmm. If you can picture the Shovel King and his crown, the biggest jewel in that crown is our Patreon. Check it out. We have reoccurring series that I think people really enjoy. We have all kinds of one-offs. We have special guests. We have, I want to say, over probably 250 hours, if not more, of content on there. We have monthly newsletters. Please check out the Patreon. If you have not yet, I cannot recommend it enough. If you like what you're hearing now, you will doubly like our Patreon.
I also got to say that we just hit our next stretch goal. And yes. So this month, we will be releasing a very fun episode that we recorded, which is Camp Solveaway, mm-hmm. which is a two-part series from the twisted, demented mind of Aaron Keefe. And so that is coming this month. So definitely a fun month to join.
So that's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Please check it out. And if you're already a subscriber, thank you so much for your patronage. Maybe tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a coworker, ruin their mm-hmm. fucking month. Who knows?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Aaron, famously of the planets, we all know Venus is sort of chaotic good.
A little
goody two shoes sucking up to all its neighbors. We know that Saturn is a little goody two shoes. Clearly married, with all the rings.
They can hear you.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh no, one's coming at me. Oh no, one's at my door. Aaron, can you see my security camera?
There's
can you see
who's up? Moonfall. Jupiter. Bye.
Bye forever.
Oh, a perfect moonfall callback at the end. That's amazing.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, corns and cobs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Summer might be over, but we're still having a barbecue. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.